Delaware casino revenue falls 24.3% in December. Delaware's three casinos posted a 24.3% decline in revenue in December, generating $32.7 million for the month. December performance by casino. The Delaware Lottery reported that total casino receipts for December were $32.7 million, a sharp drop from the same month a year earlier. The state's three properties, Delaware Park, Bally's Dover, and Harrington Casino, each posted double-digit declines, reversing the unusually strong growth seen in November, when revenue rose 30.4% year-over-year, and contrasting with October's modest 1% decrease. Delaware Park led the market with $14.2 million in monthly revenue, but that represented a 21.7% fall from the prior year period. Revenue from video lottery terminals, VLTs, at the track and casino complex totaled $12.4 million, down 20.9%, while table games revenue slid 26.4%. Bally's Dover recorded $10.9 million in December receipts, a 27.8% decline. VLTs accounted for most of the shortfall at Bally's, down 25.8%, while table games revenue plunged 43% versus the year-ago month. Harrington Casino generated $7.6 million, off 23.8% year-over-year. Its VLT takings declined 24.4%, and table game revenue fell 17.1%. Across the state, VLTs contributed $29.1 million, down 23.4%, and table games produced $3.5 million, a 30.6% reduction. The VLT category remains the dominant revenue source for Delaware's brick-and-mortar gaming sector, despite the monthly pullback. Market drivers and outlook. Industry observers point to several factors likely combining to produce December's weaker performance: holiday season volatility, shifting consumer spending patterns, and growing competition from regional online casinos and mobile sportsbooks have all altered player flows in recent years. The proliferation of online gaming in neighboring states such as Pennsylvania and New Jersey continues to create cross-border leakage for land-based venues and smaller jurisdictions. Smaller markets like Delaware are particularly sensitive to short-term swings in consumer behavior and to competitive pressure from adjacent states that have expanded digital offerings, said Ethan Cole, senior analyst at Playnorth Consulting. Video lottery terminals still make up the lion's share of on-premise revenue, but they are not immune to players migrating to mobile apps, where bonuses and convenience can be more compelling. Operators will need to focus on local marketing, loyalty, and the customer experience to stabilize revenues into 2024. Regulatory and economic context also matters. The Delaware Lottery, which publishes the monthly figures, oversees video lottery operations and collects data used by state policymakers to assess industry health and taxation. State officials and casino operators routinely monitor trends in VLT and table game revenue to inform budgeting and licensing discussions. We continue to track monthly performance closely and engage with licensees on strategies to support responsible growth and long-term sustainability, said a Delaware Lottery representative. December's results underscore the need for operators to adapt as competition and consumer preferences evolve. Looking ahead, analysts say comparisons will hinge on how quickly player traffic rebounds, whether promotional activity intensifies in the region, and the pace of broader economic recovery. For Delaware's three casinos, stabilizing revenue in the first quarter will be essential if annual targets are to be met.